Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses. The people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so the exceptional producer that Margot Renssel is, she said, I wasn't sure if you were going to be in a beer garden or what, but we are in a beer garden. Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933, and I can promise you before his next newscast, Paul Alexander will leave the newsroom and come in here and maybe crack a cold one with you. It's great to see you. How are you tonight? And by the way, we are streaming this live, kdkradio.com. Click on KDK Watch, the Metropolitan Window video screen. And here he is, and live and in living color, Gene Rubnicki, Vicini Distributing, beer since 1933, and it's all about summertime.
That's right, Rob. Gene from Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933, coming at you in the beer garden of the mind. Beer garden is a state of mind, and this tis the season for beer gardens in particular.
And there's never last call in the theater of the mind. There's always room for one more.
This is all true.
Yes, it is. I'm so happy to see you. I love what you do. You bring so much joy to me when I see you walk in with that giant cooler. So why are we doing a summertime theme? I guess because summer officially starts in just a few days.
Sure. That's one of the reasons.
That's one of the reasons.
Summer is the optimal beer drinking season. You could drink beer all summer long.
Anytime, day or night.
And it's nothing but fun, fun, fun.
Till your daddy takes your T-Bird away.
You see where I'm going with this?
I know. Where exactly?
Somebody got to take the keys to the T-Bird away.
Hey, how many beers do you think they were responsible for selling in their lifetime and still doing it to this day, those boys of summer?
All we could do is hope and pray. Yes, they're doing the good work.
God only knows.
God only knows. So anyway. Getting right on with it. It's summertime. The widest window to consume beer. Beer tastes good in the summertime. There's lawn mowing beer. There's beach beer. Every beer consumed here this evening will have the word summer in the title.
My favorite way to have a beer, listening to the Pirates on the radio.
I thought you were going to say listening to me on the radio.
Well, but that too, but I'm usually here where I can actually see you in person.
And then you got somewhere to be. You're on the clock, all that jazz. I am also on the clock for this.
I know you are.
And summer means let's crack this first beer open. In case you didn't know, people listening at home, this Friday, the 20th, at 10:42 p.m., we'll have the summer solstice, which, of course, we know is the quote-unquote longest day of the year.
I'll drink to that.
All day of the years, they are all equal timed. This one has more sun than those other ones. So let's get right to it with beer number one.
Maestro, please, if you will.
Anderson Valley Summer Solstice.
I'm ready to go surfing right now.
So there's a common theme for summer beers. They tend to hover in the 5% alcohol range. Most of them are golden in color. This one started golden in color.
Ooh.
However, they added their own proprietary blend of secret spices.
That looks yummy.
Some people call this beer summer in a can. Some people call this cream soda for adults.
That's what it looks like.
This is from one of the oldest breweries, started in the mid-80s in Northern California. In case you were California dreaming over there.
I was.
Anderson Valley Summer Solstice. It's nice and easy. It's a little bit malty. I'm going to taste it so I can describe it more accurately for those people driving at home.
He will officially swish it around in his mouth, too, so he can get that extra burst of flavor.
But first, I'll hold it up to the light, and I'll see that it's a little more than golden. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Almost an amber. I'll smell it. I'm getting a little bit of vanilla. I'm getting a little bit of other spices in there, and I'm drinking it, and this compares favorably to cream soda for adults. Very easily. Easy drinking. It's not bitter. It's not high in alcohol. It's not too malty. Most of the beers that we, i.e. me, will be consuming here this evening are golden in color and lighter in alcohol. Easy drinking beers.
Or as my friend George used to say, every time we would throw one back at the neighborhood bar, that's smooth.
And, you know, some would say there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. In Millvale, Avicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933, will say beer is some kind of salve. If maybe not the cure entirely, but it'll help you get there.
You can almost feel the summer breeze. You know, we're going to do this all night now.
This is a little bit of cold fun in the summertime right here.
Oh, he shoots and scores. You're good, man. Oh. But, you know, when you think of those gentlemen, and obviously the leader who just passed away, the great Brian Wilson, didn't it always put you in the right frame of mind as a kid? You were ready to, you know, just stick your thumb out and start hitchhiking and headed towards Venice Beach or Malibu. That's how much impact they had on me as a kid growing up.
And likewise, my first turntable, my Aunt Marion had gotten me two records, one Elvis live record from the 70s and the Beach Boys 15 big ones, and that started me on a... That got me where I am today, sitting here in this recording, in this studio with you, talking about the Beach Boys and trying to get as many Beach Boy-like references in regards to these beers here this evening.
I mean, there is nothing better than being at a Jimmy Buffett Beach Boys, something that's got that summer flavor to it. You got that Hawaiian shirt on, your flip-flops, your cutoffs, that straw hat that only a tourist would wear, cracking a cold one. There's nothing quite like it.
In the sun.
Oh, blazing heat. That's what I like. Pounding down on
it. Maybe put some surfing in there. You know, they had a lot of cartoons. Cartoons and beer don't necessarily mix. Well, the tunes mix. Car, automotive. Don't try this at home.
You know, if Jay Leno would ever decide to gift some of those cars, you know what my all-time favorite to this day, if I could ever have enough cash to get one mint, it would be a GTO with a Hurst shifter, pearl handle. So rev your engines.
A little GTO.
Oh, little GTO.
I wish we had some access to sound effects right now. I should have clued you in, and then we could have these queued up.
After a couple more beers, I'll be providing all the sound effects. All right, so tell them the theme and tell everybody what we're doing in the beer garden, then we'll take our first break. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're drinking summer beers. All these beers have the term summer in their name, with all due respect to summer beers that don't have the name summer in their name. We'll give him an honorable mention. Gene from Vicini Distributing Company, beer since 1933. Drink it, summer beer, selflessly for you people at home and in your cars, etc.
And in memory of one of the greatest musical minds in the history of music, Sly Stewart, as in Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun.
In the summertime, and Brian Wilson.
Amen. Much love to both. We'll be back.
Cheers.
The people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Gene Rudnicki is here, Vincini Distributing Beer since 1933, and it's beers with the summer name, all about summer, because it's all about enjoying an ice-cold brew, because summer is all about beer, is it not? And I alluded to him earlier, look, being that I'm trying to watch the weight and better shape now, I'll do a little vodka once in a while as opposed to as much beer as I used to enjoy. But bottom line is this, nothing, top shelf or not, beats a beer. Beer is still the best, in my opinion. Anytime, any place, anywhere, even in the dead of winter, a beer is always better.
You know, I'm biased, but don't take my word for it. Take the random testimony of this real on-air host.
I'm telling you, listen, to watch somebody pour beer in a glass for you when you're elbow to elbow with your friends and comrades at that local beer garden, it's the greatest gift I think we have on this planet.
Or when you've been out all day in the heat,
oh,
selling beer to come to the studio and finally crack one open. It's magic.
It is magic. Listen, my father, God rest his soul, part of that greatest generation, he and the other men of that same era would cut grass on Thursday nights. At the end, they would meet in a corner of someone's yard. My job was to be the bartender. And downstairs, in that refrigerator that he was so proud of in the garage, I would run down, and his beer of choice many times was those local favorites. I would run those beers to him, and then I would take the empties and run them more beer. And they would sit out there until it was completely dark, once a week, enjoying an ice-cold beer. I'll never forget that. That was some of the greatest times of my life, sitting there on those steps, listening to those guys talk, drinking beer.
You have to encourage that kind of activity.
Hey, I want you to, being that we're talking summertime and beer, and we were talking about Brian Wilson, I got something started the other night, and I should have had him as a guest, because what he's just rattled off to me is, like, priceless. But Pat DeCesar, legendary, DeCesar, Engler, Travisseri, I had him as a guest. We had Rich Engler on. But Pat basically said, well, they're good, but they'll never be the Beatles. Well, he brought the Beatles for the first time to Pittsburgh, so I guess he's got a little skin in the game. But I said, look, with all due respect, America, influence, music, I believe it will always be the Beach Boys and the Mozart of music of that era or any era, none other than Brian Wilson. And this is what you had to say, which was really good stuff. So please repeat that for the audience.
In terms of group activity, I believe the Beach Boys were not as good of a group as the Beatles. Just as a group.
Okay.
However, Brian Wilson was the best of them all.
I agree.
Plain and simple.
Listen, a musical genius. What he did with Pet Sounds to this day, people are utilizing. Good vibrations to this day. There will never be a song that has a lead-in like that. We used to have to talk that record up on...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the air, which was a gift. If you were a good DJ, you would jump in on the downbeat and you would know exactly, even if you didn't have a clock or the intro time, when to stop before the vocal started. There were just certain songs that revved you up so much, it was like you had the baton and you were conducting the
orchestra. I think it has like 12 key changes in that song.
It's incredible. And he was doing with pieces of equipment that weren't even considered musical instruments. That's how smart that guy was. And by the way, have you also heard today that Western Pennsylvania lost Lou Christie? Lou Christie, you know, lightning strikes. I mean, this guy, that falsetto voice, everybody thinks of Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons from Jersey, but Lou Christie actually, as a young man, put that type of sound on the map, and he is a legendary performer. People, millions have watched him and witnessed his talent around the world. And as you heard Paul mention, and as I blogged earlier today on my social media platforms, from nearby Glenn Willard, right out of Moon Township in Coraopolis, passed away at the age of 82 today. So rest in peace, Lou Christie.
And they were all 82.
You're right.
Sly, Brian, Lou.
Man, that beer must make you smart.
It certainly does, and what a lovely segue that is. While I cue up my next musical instrument. Sounds good. Percussive.
It does.
Carbonated. Our next beer is a time-honored classic.
Wow, beautiful packaging. There's the camera right up there.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. We are streaming this live.
Live with the camera on the radio.
KDKRadio.com, KDK Watch.
And we're cracking open Victory Summer Love, Victory out of Downingtown. This beer is 5.2% alcohol by volume. I describe it as, what if an ale tried to be a Pilsner?
Never, I
know, right?
Where is your mind? I want to be there.
It is a light, crisp, clean, golden ale with Pilsner malts, Carapils malts. What's it? It has Tettnang, which is a German hop, and Simcoe, which is an American hop. So it kind of bridges across. It's a little bit of a hybrid. But otherwise, Summer Love, time-honored favorite. In no way, shape, or form related to Mike Love of the Beach Boys.
A cousin to the Wilson brothers.
The cousin's cousin, Summer Love.
One thing that did upset me, though, Brian Wilson, in an interview about 20 years ago, really had enough of Mike Love. They were really having some issues there, and I never could figure out why, sadly. And, you know, the other thing, too, is a lot of people don't realize, when Brian Wilson, because sadly of some mental illness, was unable to perform, the guy that really carried the Beach Boys musically for many years was none other than Glenn Campbell.
And then Bruce Johnston.
Really?
Yeah. The guy who writes the song. The guy who wrote the song, I Write the Songs.
I never knew it, but I do know John Stamos of Full House is out there performing with him now. But Glenn Campbell, oh my goodness, just a legendary performer too. But Brian Wilson, Carl, and Dennis. Dennis, the drummer, died in a drowning accident, very young man.
Early 80s?
Yeah, yeah.
1980 or something.
I'd like to be the cousin, Al Jardine, or they simply said, hey, you want to come over and play?
He was a friend.
So he wasn't a cousin, just a friend.
Mike Love was a cousin.
Oh, okay. There you go. So just
Mike Love, Summer Love.
Brian Wilson was his, they were classmates, Al Jardine. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Same football team, all that jazz.
I'll drink to that. You know, Brian Wilson, do you think that he realized, you know what he said it was toughest for him to deal with? The fact that his music wasn't being accepted the way it was throughout the early part of his career. That really was tough to deal with. That people weren't buying the records as they once were. Imagine if you had all that success and then all of a sudden Kokomo comes out 20 years later and you finally have a hit record again. Maybe the Beatles breaking
and
up.
And he didn't have anything to do with that song.
I know. But I'm just saying, the brand Beach Boys. But how about the Beatles, though? Maybe they broke up for a reason, because it was just going to be hard to continue to duplicate what they were doing. All right, we got to go to a break, so why don't you take us to break?
I'm going to take another sip of Summer Love as we go to break. We'll talk more beer and Beach Boys when we come back.
That could be another. It could be the next Beach Boys record, Summer Love.
I'm not going to argue that.
Why would anybody want to argue when you got a whole bunch of beer, right?
Stay in the beer garden.
Bencini Distributing.
Beer since 1933.
Gene Rybnicki, your Pratt Pack. We'll be back.
The following is paid for by Vicini Distributing Company.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
We're talking beer since 1933. Vincini Distributing, Gene Rybnicki is here. It's all about summertime flavor. That is our theme. You know, there's another theme we should be talking about, why beer is such a big story, especially today with this Nippon U.S. Steel. deal. How many of those great steel workers through the years would stop at that neighborhood bar after their shift to throw back a bump and a beer? So we salute the deal and the mighty steel workers of Western Pennsylvania.
Cheers. We're going to cut right to the chase with this next beer. Get into it.
Ooh. Is that bottled?
It's a bottle, the rare bottle.
Show that to the audience on the video stream, kdkradio.com. Click on KDK Watch. Ooh.
Like next it. Up is Long Trail Summer Ale, coming in at 5.4% alcohol by volume. Made up in Bridgewater Corners in Vermont. This is a little bit of a hazy golden ale. Once again, 5.4% alcohol by volume. Upon opening it, I can smell the hops.
And that will make you hop.
It's a lovely array of Cashmere, Mandarina Bavaria, and Amarillo hops. A little bit on the hazy side. It does say that it is.
Amarillo by morning. Mr. George Strait. Delicious.
Perfect. If you're feeling the warmth of the sun, this beer will help take the edge off.
That's the Cashmere.
It's the Cashmere.
Always will keep you warm. Why do all these beers look like they would absolutely look good glistening in the sunshine?
Because they all say summer on the package. They're all made with summer in mind.
I can see the beams of sunshine.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kind, just
you're like, trying to keep summer alive. These beers will help you. This is like the best beer drinking season, with all due respect to the other three beer drinking seasons around that we have around the year. This is the longest beer drinking season. You know, mowing lawns. There's so many beers designed for summer.
Well, when you mow a lawn like I do every 5 days, it just gives you another excuse to head to that cooler in the garage or that refrigerator that people in Western Pennsylvania have to have in their garage.
Because in this day and age, you need an excuse and you need a cooler or refrigerator in your garage.
Long before they invented the man cave, my dad had his little garage that he would always spend hours. I'm just working down here.
That's what you do.
Yep. Love it.
So Long Trail Brewing out of Vermont, they're a little bit OG. They've been around the horn. They're a little jaded. They've been making beer for quite some time. I'm going to say early 90s. I don't have that in front of me right now. I'm not about to look.
Oh, that's 30 years. That's a long time in this biz, as they say.
Probably like in excess of 30 years. Probably 90, 91, I want to get, if I had to guess.
Imagine the leap of faith going back that long when this stuff started to really unfold, the IPAs and the microbrews. Imagine the leap of faith and what rewarding feeling it must be like every time you reach a milestone that you not only have survived, but you have thrived. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I've been in it since 94. 93, 94 is when I started. So I watched, you know, there was a handful of breweries and a handful of brewers, and there's more than that now. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it went from a handful to several thousand across the United States.
Well, there's this very successful show on television called Bar Rescue that I watch religiously. I love it. I love the bar business. In another life, if I could ever come back as you, I would be a bar owner. I would. But anyway, it's just, but those local bars, they're so-called dive bars, my favorite. So being that you're kind of an expert, why do they work? Why do, to this day, that neighborhood bar with that flickering neon light at the end of Main Street, why does it still work today?
Comfort, second home. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
That neon moon.
You can stumble home from there.
That's the best.
You see your neighbors, you see your friends. It's like a second meeting ground.
Here's what the best part of all memories, okay, of summertime bars. Used to go to a place called the Silver Bar back in the day. Had 16 beers on tap, which was unheard of back in the day. And I would come in and out the back door like I had a key to the joint, okay? And by the time I would get there after my late shift, there'd only be maybe two or three people in there. And then that incredible owner, we'd crack open a couple of cold ones, do a few shots, and then I would say goodnight. 2 o'clock, little after, go out that back door, and I would walk about a half a block, two blocks before I would see the neighbor's dog. And I would just sit there under that moonlight and talk to that dog and have the greatest conversations, and then I'd make my way back home. Those memories of walking in that beautiful community that I call home under a full moon in the summertime after having a couple of cold beers at the neighborhood bar, there's nothing quite like it.
Did he ever talk back to you?
I'm sure he did, but I was sworn to secrecy.
All right. Hey, we're going to get into our next beer.
Go. Oh.
Because we're keeping it moving along here with the summer beers, and this summer beer is no exception. This is Toppling Goliath's Summer Sue. I have not yet had this
Say
beer.
Say that again. What is it?
Toppling Goliath is the name of the brewery. They're out of Decorah, Iowa, multiple award-winning brewery.
Summer Sue?
Summer Sue.
Is that S-U-E, my eyes?
S-U-E. Sue is a dinosaur. Or the remains of a dinosaur. This is actually a good story. In terms of fossils, the most complete T-Rex ever found is named Sue. And Sue resides at the Field Museum in Chicago. Have you ever been?
Mm-mm.
Me neither, but it doesn't matter for our purposes here today.
I knew a boy named Sue once.
That's all on you. Could have named you Carl.
No.
So anyway.
You do, Johnny Cash.
Summer Sue. This is a citrus ale. Pseudo Sue is the mainstay Sue beer. They have a lot of Sue beers. Anyway, they came out with a beer. I think it was just called Sue. And the Museum of Field Studies said, hey, cease and desist. We have a dinosaur with that name. You got a dinosaur on your can. And Toppling Goliath, the brewery, came back to them and said, hey, how about if we gave you a bunch of free beer and a cut every time you use the word Sue? Because we like science and we like dinosaurs. And you're like, cool, when's the beer getting here? And that was it. Done deal.
It was really about the beer. You know it was the beer. It's always the beer.
Scientists like beer.
It's kind of like that song, Studio. Don't know what it means, but I like it. Didn't understand what you just said, but that beer sure tastes good.
Toppling Goliath. Summer Sue Citrus Ale, 5.2 alcohol by volume. Citra hops. I'm about to try this beer for the first time. I've never tried this beer.
This is a first.
This is a first.
A maiden voyage from the man whose taste buds have enjoyed everything, all of the flavor his palate has to offer.
No, and that's nice. That's not too hoppy. It names some hops. It is a little citrusy. It has a little bit of maltiness to it. It's got a nice bottom to it. Otherwise, cool and refreshing. Another summer ale.
And we've got more to come. One more segment to go before it's closing time here in the beer garden. Tell them what we're doing here tonight.
We're drinking summer beer. The beach beers, if you will. The lawn mowing beers. It's time. Solstice is right around the corner. Friday. Shop now. Only 2 days left. until the summer solstice.
And being that we're talking beach and we're talking summer, it's your Pratt Pack with Moondoggy, as in Gene Rybnicki from Vincini Distributing, beer since 1933.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, Mungo Jerry once said there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. He's flat out wrong. A cold beer will always make everything brighter, especially when the sun is shining and it's summertime in western Pennsylvania. And no one supplies a better beer for summer. Any season, any reason, it's Vincini Distributing. Beer since 1933. Here he is, Gene Rybnicki. One more segment in the beer garden on KDKA.
That's right, Rob. And before we get crack-lacking on this last beer, we're going to... That wasn't Mungo Jerry.
You could have been a great boss jock back in the 60s, man. You could have been slinging those 45s. You got the
voice. Right, Rob. You have a good ear. You got the ear, apparently. Here we go. We're going to crack open the last beer, but before we do... All these beers had summer in the title. I do some honorable mentions. People, beers that didn't make it tonight because they don't have beer in their name or summer in their name. We didn't drink any shandies. You know what that is?
I do know what shandies is.
Nice mixture of beer and lemonade. Radler would be the German equivalent of a shandy. We didn't do any actual proper wheat beers. Wheat beers are a lovely option in the summertime. You know, otherwise... I like to think we drank some good beers. Some overt missings are Bell's Oberon Light, Trogue Sunshine Pils. Anything that requires any salt and lime lagers out there are also fair game. Stone Buena Vesa or Trogue Salt and Lime Lager. But for right now, we're going to crack this last guy open, and it's only available in Trogue's Summer of Sunshine Variety Pack.
Groovy.
That's right.
Groovy.
Can you read that from there?
I can read it. Summer something here.
Summer's here.
There you go.
It's not. Shh. Don't
Almost.
Tell. It's the countdown of summer's here.
Close enough. Crack it open.
Sounds like a plan, Rob. So this beer is based on a Helles, which if you recall, when we had Von Trapp on the radio, they had a Helles. It's a Munich-style golden lager. It is pale or bright in color. This one will be no exception. This one's a little bit of a hybrid. Also, this one's 4.2% alcohol by volume, the lowest alcohol, lowest ABV beer we've had here tonight.
Wow.
It is a high, bright yellow color. Summer's here.
They're all summer beer because it's here with Vincini Distributing. We're telling you what you can drink this summer of 2025.
It's all true.
It is. I mean, think about it. 2025. I graduated from high school 50 years ago. Had my first beer, 53 years ago? Well, not at 21 anyway.
I think the drinking age was whatever age you were at the time.
Yes,
16, something.
Don't try this at home, kids.
That's right. So loaded with some Citra, gently hopped with Citra and Saaz hops. We discussed Saaz hops when we were talking about Pilsners. I think that was last episode with Bill Clevenger, Duquesne.
That guy.
Prince of Pilsner.
Great, man. Great.
So this one's made right in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Easy drinking, another light, easy drinking golden ale, but with flavor.
That's
sometimes
very important.
You get beer this color, doesn't have any flavor.
Really?
Sure.
See, I would think that's the bouquet of flavors right there.
Right there?
Yeah.
Not here to argue.
No, we're just here to drink.
But if I was.
Believe me, I would be leaving this room as quickly as you would start uttering words out of your mouth. But let's just, as we get ready to say goodnight, summer really is a season to be responsible, have fun. But as I like to say, that's why they invented Uber, classic cabs, and Lyft. If you can't drink.
And corner bars.
Listen, there's something to be said about those walk-up bars. I have friends that own a handful of them. The reason they stay in business is because of the front porch crowd who comes down on the sidewalk and makes their way to that neon light. It's still the best way. If you can't drink because you can't drive, find a way so you can enjoy a couple with your friends and be safe out there.
Cutting the grass.
That's the best.
That is the best.
Because, man, you just sit down, you know, hose down the mower, sit on that first step and let
her go. Softball, horseshoes, whatever you guys do. Going to, and it's, you know, summer's also on purpose beer festival season. There's a lot of beer fests. I didn't write them down. I can't name them all. Barrel and Flow will be in August, but it is beer festival season.
I still like a good Oktoberfest every once in a while, though.
I like them around September.
And I'll tell you, the best fireworks on the front porch drinking a beer 4th of July. It's a Thursday this year, so you'll have 4 days to drink beer.
I thought it was Friday.
It's Thursday.
Oh, I got to look at my calendar.
Let me check. Now, see, you got me thinking here.
No, I get an automatic 3-day weekend, I believe.
Really? July 4th. You're right. It's Friday. He scores again. You're just too good for me.
Is it beer related? That's a very big drinking holiday here in America, Rob. You got to know that day.
Are there any beers with the name fireworks in it?
Not that I know of.
But you can do some research because we'll get together soon.
That's all true.
Listen, you got a minute. Do what you do.
Look for these fine beers. Well, I'll list them all again. You got Anderson Valley Summer Solstice, Victory Summer Love, Long Trail Summer Ale, Toppling Goliath Summer Sue. And last but by no means the least, Trogues, summer's here. Summer's almost here right now. The summer solstice is on Friday. Find any of these beers at a finer purveyor of fine liquids near you. Get them cold, throw them in the cooler. 4th of July, it's a very big drinking holiday. I don't know if you knew that, Rob.
I usually work it, so I don't. But I will tell you this. We want to remind you to be responsible, and more importantly, always tip your bartender and waiters and waitresses.
Servers. They prefer to be called servers these days.
Like I said, tip the service, because without the service, you get no beer. And remember, you always get top service from Vincini Distributing, beer since 1933, back in the beer garden next month. But for now, your Pratt Pack, Gene Rubnicki. Good night and happy summer.
Good night and cheers.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.